This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 11/9/2018. We're 2 days away from Veterans Day. It's the anniversary. I don't know if you may or may not know this. The anniversary of the end of the war to end all wars, November 11th, 1918. You know it as World War One. It was called Armistice Day. In 1938, it became a federal holiday. It became a national holiday with Roosevelt. That the guy who took all the gold, remember him? He made it a national holiday for the veterans. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, a very special welcome to our great veterans, of course, and their families. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It is very good to be with you. We have a very special broadcast, not overstating here. Not only is Doug Rocky going to be here, but a while back we received a call from a listener with an all too common question. She's having trouble with her VA benefits. Is there anything you can do with Joyce's, the way she brought information together, Doug Rocky? Can I get some help? We put her together with Doug Rocky and she got some help. And, we want to alert people about negative things that may impact them, but we also want to have inspiring stories. This is a very inspiring story. If you're a veteran, you're having difficulty with your VA benefits or know somebody, your family, what have you, this is an inspiring story of, this is a win, this is a victory. So we'll talk about that and some other things with Doug Rocky, of course. I want to thank Dave Gehary for guest hosting yesterday. It was very good to have him on. If you'd like to call in, we have some time, either now or later, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Feel free to call with any kind of question or comment or what have you. Love to hear from you. Going to go over a little news, and I got a clip for you if I can get this clip up that you're gonna wanna hear. We'll see if we can get it here. To go with this. Well, let's go over the news and then we'll get to it. Huge story is brewing in Florida. Huge. As I'm speaking, a couple days ago, Rick Scott defeated Bill Nelson, you know, in the election. You know that by about 70,000 votes, give or take, which is around a percentage and a half, I guess, was it about a percentage and a half, you know, Tuesday night was what they called. Suddenly, votes are being added by the hour to the Broward County vote total, the poster child for election integrity down there. You know who I'm talking about. That lady with the white hair comes on with the bug eyes and starts screaming about, why are you hassling me? Well, the reason we're hassling you is because the court ordered you not to destroy documents votes 2 years ago, and you destroyed them. That's why we don't trust you, lady. And the video, this is very important, video has surfaced, video evidence. Private cars, ladies and gentlemen, bringing buckets of votes to a U-Haul type truck and then hauling them off to the headquarters, the votes that need to be counted. And add to this, the vote total went from 630 something thousand total in Broward County, then up to 675, then 695. Now it's at like 714. I mean, I don't know what it is now, but it's last time I checked, 714, 720, something like that. 720,000 votes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is 87,000 votes north of what was proclaimed within 12 hours of the vote being done, the election being done. You understand that that's law. 12 hours, all the votes have to be counted. And this lady doesn't know 40-something hour plus hours later where all the votes is, and she's crying, you know, the victim. I am so, ugh. And I don't want to sound partisan, but my God, come on, lady. Like, she's the victim because we're questioning her now. Because you're getting U-Haul trucks full of votes, and 100,000 more people voted today than they did 2 days ago. Are you kidding me? And we're not questioning you, you bug-eyed little lunatic? This is a big story. Big. Hold that thought for a moment. Tucker Carlson, of course, the Fox host, has a gang of Antifa outside his house telling him to leave. not even protesting. No, leave. Get out of here. You know Media Matters, Blue Share, George Soros funded through Michael Brock? I don't know. Whatever. I lose track of these names. Democracy Matters, Strategic Plan of Action. Remember that document? The good news here is that they're harassing Tucker in this way. In their plans, they were trying to vilify hosts and conservative people and get rid of them. Well, they did that with O'Reilly. They were tried to do it with Hannity and tried to do it with Tucker and have not. So now they're resorting to terrorism. They're basically terror. I mean, I don't mean it in like a bomb kind of way. Who knows? But they're terrorizing him. That's what they're doing. So that's good news in that way, that that's all they have thought. Okay. Hold that thought. You remember the story of Gary Willis? I hope you do. Gary Willis, within the week, he went, or the police came to his house, demanded his guns. He wouldn't give them. He picked up his guns. You know, who knows what the truth is, what happened or what didn't happen. I trust cops. I would trust my five-year-old to tell me where the cookies went on the counter more than I would trust a cop in a shooting incident with no video evidence. Is that offensive to you? I'm sorry. I've seen too much. I'm not saying they're lying. I'm saying I don't trust them until I see it. That's what I'm saying. My default position is I don't trust the story that you're giving me. That's it. That in these type of scenarios, I've seen too much. The police came to his house, supposedly picked up his gun, fired off a shot in the middle of a struggle. They were trying to take the gun away from him, and then the other police shot him. Had a conversation yesterday with a police officer, a friend acquaintance of mine, and I've been talking to him for a while about this, telling him that he doesn't work for the people. He works for a corporation. The county is a corporate county and a municipality, blah, blah, blah. And there were some people around, and he said, well, I said, what about due process? This person, well, there was some due process. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. The judge decided, talking to his sister or something, or his aunt, and decided that they were going to take away his rights. There was no due process for him. And everybody in the group said, yeah, he's got a point there. Yeah, you darn right I got a point. It's called the Bill of Rights. I got it right here in my hand. Can you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's a powerful rattle right there. The Fifth Amendment. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private blah, 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 blah. You can't take, and not only that, it says private property can't be taken without just compensation. What's due process? The Seventh Amendment, the most important, one of the most important. I mean, if you're going to rank them, the Seventh Amendment is extremely important. The right of trial by jury shall be preserved. Not some judge, not some, who knows what he is. I mean, we've had so much evidence of basically these people are perverts in black robes. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, that's what we're finding out, these kind of decisions. The red flag law in Maryland. Okay, he doesn't work for the people. That's why I've tried to get across for them. And he said, well, if I have a legal warrant signed by the judge, then if I don't go enforce it, then I could be prosecuted. I said, well, start with, there wasn't a legal warrant. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. Didn't you swear an oath to the Constitution? It wasn't legal. Where's the due process? This man didn't get to face his accusers. It didn't even have a reason for the enforcement of the warrant for him to examine when he came to his house. Illegal. And you think, oh, I'm getting bogged down. I don't know what you're talking about there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to get up to speed on this. This is America. This is everything, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, the point of this conversation was that the police don't work for you. And then another person that was in there in the conversation said, well, they work for the county. They work for the county, and the people vote on them. I said, you don't get it. They've made a corporation. They've made a municipality out of it. And their bylaws, their corporate bylaws, mirror the constitutional processes of voting, but still, at the end of the day, it is a corporation. Who creates corporations? The state did, not the people. The state is over the corporations, the federal government, the 14th Amendment, all this process. Extremely important. Why am I telling you all this? It is becoming more obvious by the day. And if you don't, if you dismiss this out of hand, one, I don't know why you're listening to this broadcast. And two, if you don't believe it, you're not sure, please get up to speed and consider this. We've proved this over and over in different facets on this broadcast, many other broadcasts, this fact. There is a secret, we call it secret, there is an underground hidden conspiracy to overthrow your dominion, to overthrow your power, and to take that power and use it for the benefit of a quote-unquote select few. They call themselves, we can't say elites. I will not say elites. I call it a syndicate. For the syndicate, for them to use power and to control you. They have the will. They have the conviction. They have the money. What they don't have is will. So the battle line becomes your information, your battle line, your will. What are you willing to do or not do? They are willing to go all the way. They're going to push in Florida until somebody stops them. Right now, as we speak, four trucks are outside the Broward County election office blocking the crowds that are gathering. Massive crowds are gathering. At least last time I checked before it came on air. They have the will to do it. So do you have the will? Because they need your will. They need your approval. They need your consent. And the unfortunately or not unfortunately, whatever, it's rested upon the basically the Christian, Constitution-believing, the Declaration of Independence, swear-by American, that all this is falling on you. Fair or unfair, that's what it is. This is your inheritance. This is what you've been given. Now, if you want something else, if you don't mind a socialist world, some hellhole where your rights just keep getting leached more and more and more, because government has a problem. They never stop. And it's not government. Again, it's these tyrants. It's these conspirators. And their father is the father of lies, the devil. And Lucifer is the one inspiring. What does Lucifer want? What did Lucifer want? The throne, the crown, the power of God. What do these people want? They want your throne. They want your dominion. They want the power of God that has been vested upon you by your Creator. They want to take it and use it for their benefit. I'm going to show you a clip. I watched a movie. I've told you before, my uncle has one of the biggest movie collections you can even imagine, and old movies. And we watched 1942, Alfred Hitchcock, Saboteur, the movie. I'm going to play you a clip from this so you can hear it, the disdain, the cold-hearted rationale, the steeled conviction that this group of conspirators have. It's portrayed beautifully in this movie. We're going to go right to that when we come back. Stay tuned. Doug Rocky, one of the listeners that he was able to help, thepowerhour.com. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Come by right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the Bible, Jacob and Caleb saw the promised land, and the other Israelites who gave the report, they said, "We saw ourselves as grasshopper in their sight, grasshoppers in their sight, and they saw us as grasshoppers in their sight." You see what they saw themselves, whatever they saw themselves at, that's what their enemy saw themselves as. You have to make the decision: are you grasshoppers in the sights of this conspiracy? And I'm sorry that this we're left with this dilemma and left with this choice. I'm sorry that we do, but we are. In this movie, Robert Cummings and Otto Kruger are going to be talking, and he hits on this conspiracy of these people organized that all over the country that cause trouble, they burn things, what have you. And he meets one of the conspirators, and he's kind of given an overview of their plans and what they want. It's extremely powerful. This is from Saboteur, 1942. They told you way back then. Listen to this, please.
Why is it that you sneer every time you refer to this country? You've done pretty well here. I don't get it.
No, you wouldn't. You're one of the ardent believers, a good American. Oh, there are millions like you. People that plod along without asking questions. I hate to use the word stupid, but it seems to be the only one that applies. The great masses, the moron millions. Well, there are a few of us who are unwilling to just troop along. A few of us who are clever enough to see that there's much more to be done than just live small, complacent lives. A few of us in America who desire a more profitable type of government. When you think about it, Mr. Kane, the competence of totalitarian nations is much higher than ours. They get things done.
Yeah. They get things done. They bomb cities, sink ships, torture and murder so you and your friends can eat off of gold plate. It's a great philosophy.
I neither intend to be bombed nor sunk, Mr. Kane. That's why I'm leaving now. And if things don't go right for you, if we should win, then I'll come back. Perhaps I can get what I want then. Power. Yes. I want that as much as you want your comfort or your job or that girl. We all have different tastes, as you can see. Only I'm willing to back my tastes with the necessary force.
He's willing to back his taste with the necessary force. Power is what he wants. He called Americans the great masses, the moron millions. He says the competence of totalitarian nations is much higher. He's not concerned about your rights. When he says that, the ability to control for their will to consolidate power. It's all he wants. It's all these people want. That's what Lucifer wants. It's the same thing. Their father, the devil. This is a reality, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a spiritual war. He says the great statement in that clip was that they were willing to take the necessary steps to reach their desire. What is your desire? Is it freedom? Is it just to live your life? Is it just to go on and just make it through this world? If it's just to make it through this world, then go ahead. That's what you're going to do. But the great masses that you're a part of are going to be vulnerable, are going to be grasshoppers in the sight of this giant conspiracy. If you hold on to your dominion, if you claim your dominion, if you live for your dominion, all the universe will resonate with you. And the best and most crucial example to look for us in this country, really throughout the world in modern times, or relatively modern times, is the American Revolution. Those people and what they did. It was the first time ever, a revolution, where the people who risked everything, the people who signed that death warrant called the Declaration of Independence, they had everything to lose. Much more than you, much more than the average person listening. Those people were rich. Those people were wealthy, most of them. Samuel Adams wasn't. Probably because he was running most of the time and in hiding, and bounties on his head. They were wealthy. A revolution where the people had everything to lose, but they saw something different. They believed something different, and the people resonated with them and supported them in that. And they passed that inheritance down to you. No other nation in millennium approaches the greatness of the American experiment. Now, what do you want? We are either going to sink into this tyranny, because it's encroaching more each day. We got this bug-eyed lunatic in Florida playing the victim, like she can't believe anybody would question her why she's bringing U-Haul trucks worth of ballots against the law. It's already against the law. Don't you get, you know, Brent Johnson, one of the most powerful things he said, these people don't care about law. Don't you get it? Law means nothing. They're lawless. This will come to a head unless you roll over. They won't roll over. Look, this Otto Kruger was the guy in this movie. The Otto Krugers of the world, what have you, they won't roll over. There'll be no quarter. It's time to pray with all your worth, ladies and gentlemen, with all your worth, and take action now, aggressively. God bless you. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate. Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Give to a Get Joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give Joy, Get Joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for me to know how to come across to you all about some of these things. I was having a conversation with Doug. We'll talk about this on air, about where we are. It's up to you. It's up to us. It's up to me. Go look in the mirror. That's the solution. And pick anything that you are passionate about, or don't. But the people that are on top of you and that are doing this and that are in orchestrating this, now the boulder's rolling down the hill. It's got so much momentum. It's just you don't know where the cause is even coming from. You are the solution. God is the solution. Your creator is the solution. The Power Mall, check out that, all the specials that we have. Of course, the Grown by Nature products. We have a Veterans Day special on anything. Tell Jay if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran, give an extra discount. The lithium balance is specifically the lithium orotate that especially veterans have had real good success with. Clay products all 10% off, and Good Health Naturally all. We appreciate your purchases. We appreciate your prayers and your donations. Thank you so much. Our next guest is, and I don't use this word very much, he's a real hero. He's a veteran. He is part of the Power Hour family for many years. He was well acquainted with Joyce, of course. He was instrumental in helping with Beyond Treason, the very, very, very important documentary that we're trying to resurrect over here. We're seeing what we can do to get some more copies and what have you of that. He's a depleted uranium expert. Why? Because he was there. He knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. He knows everything about it. It's an absolute pleasure to have Dr. Doug Rocky on again. Doug, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. You know, we're heading into another Veterans Day, and it hasn't changed. When I think back in my life and everything, and Joyce was totally, we all worked together and the whole group. And on Veterans Day of 2000, which was November 10th, I was invited the keynote speaker in the United States Senate on the health and environmental effects of military operations Desert Storm. And we went in there and we told the story and asked for help. And now 18 years later, we're still where we're at. And the other guest we have coming on is a person that shows exactly what's happened and why it's a nightmare and what needs to be done or can be done.
Well, let's bring Dinah on. I'm going to just use her first name. I don't think she wants any more, and that's understandable. Dinah is a Power Hour listener. I'll let her introduce herself. But basically, we got a call from her a while back, and like a lot of people asking the same question. Hey, I'm having trouble with the VA. I can't get benefits. I have a relative who needs help. Please help me. One of Joyce's greatest legacies is this. And being associated with people like Doug Rocky, we're very happy. It just warms my heart to no end that we were able to play a small part and continue what Joyce did, at least in this. And I wish we could do more, but we've done something here. Doug has helped do something. Dinah, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be on with you.
Oh, very good. Why don't you give a little background? I don't want to tell your story. I want you to tell your story and how you're here and to give people some hope on this.
Okay, I'd love very much to do that. I have a nephew who is very special to me. My husband and I have no children, so he's always been like a son to us. He joined the Air Force and then he transferred into the Army, and he has been deployed four times. He had been to Iraq twice, and he went to Afghanistan once and then to South Korea once. And throughout long years, ever since the first deployment to Iraq, he began having some problems when he came home. He had irritable bowel syndrome. He had achy joints. He had vomiting. He had headaches, he had nightmares, and I think that's when he began going to seek medical care, and they just kept telling him he was dealing with stress, or he wasn't dealing with the stress he was having. And all of these conditions, though, they became progressively worse over the years. The stomach pain went to vomiting blood. The cough that he had went to coughing blood. The headaches soon became associated also with hallucinations. And pretty soon they diagnosed him with PTSD, which is typical that I have learned, PTSD and TBI. And one day he had a grand mal seizure and was admitted to the hospital. And as soon as he was admitted, they did an MRI of his brain. And when they did, they saw the tumors there. And they diagnosed him with metastatic carcinoma. He had extensive metastasis all over his body. So I talked to my husband about it, and we've been listening to the Power Hour for so many years, I can't even tell you how long, listening to Joyce. Matter of fact, when she died, we cried because we said it was like losing a sister. It was just so hard on us. And my husband, I went to my husband and I said, I need, because I know that James has been exposed to something, and we had heard enough stories to know about all the toxins out there. I didn't know for sure what they all were, and I didn't know the extent of the side effects, what they would be. But I knew he had been exposed, and he had been in active combat. So I knew that it was very important for me to get in touch with someone who would know from the inside and wasn't afraid to tell me how to go about getting him taken care of. So as soon as I said this to my husband, he said, you got to find Doug Rocky. And I said, okay, then what I need is to get in touch with Jay because I know she'll help me. And when I called Jay, she called Catherine, and immediately they got in touch with Dr. Rocky, and it was only a few hours later that Dr. Rocky called me back. He talked to me for 2 hours. And this I want to emphasize. I really want to emphasize this. What an amazing man he is. He didn't know me. He didn't ask me my color. He didn't ask me what religion I am. He didn't ask me how I vote. What he said was, you need help? I have information for you that will help you. And right away, I knew that I was dealing with the right kind of person. And he sent to me not, you know, a lot of people say a wealth of information. Oh, my gosh. What he sent me was thousands of documents, the conclusions of his research, and all of these people that tried to discredit him. I told my husband, he's so incredibly credible. There's no way they can discredit him. He has all the proof. He has all this documentation, concrete documentation of this work he's been doing for the life of his career. And I started going through it, and it was just so overwhelming. It was amazing to see the list of toxins that our service men and women are exposed to. It was just heartbreaking to see it and how they're denied treatment, how the treatment is delayed. And it was just, it was mind-boggling to me because I knew it happened, but only on a very small scale because I'm only exposed to so many people. But to see all of these reports, and like this one gentleman said, I don't remember his rank, but he said he had told his wife, he said, being in Walter Reed getting treatment for himself for cancer of the colon, he said, I have never seen so many young men in their early 20s, 19, 20, and 21 years old, dying of cancer. He said, I've just never seen anything like it before. Well, when I talked with Dr. Rocky and he sent this library of information to me and I started going through it, I said, you know what? We have to fight for his care. Now, I do want to say this. First of all, I do know that James had paid an extra premium, more on his premium for his insurance coverage, which allowed him to seek care in civilian facilities from civilian doctors. And I know that that helped him because a lot of times we already know about all the cover-ups. We know about the system that is so horribly, horribly flawed. So that did help him because when he had the seizure, he was admitted to a civilian hospital. And the doctor, James had called me and he said, the doctor wants to know. He wanted to know what my rank was. He wanted to know where I had been deployed to and if I knew what I had been exposed to. Well, we figured there were areas where there was Agent Orange. There were areas where there was depleted uranium. And then, of course, there were always the open-air burn pits. And so we knew all of that. So he managed to get all of his medical records. We knew that that was so important. He got the medical records, and lo and behold, this is 2018. In going through those records, in 2012, he'd been to the emergency room. He complained of stomach pain, vomiting up blood, and they did do a CT of the abdomen. And guess what? There were tumors in there. There were tumors in there, and no one addressed that with him. No one said anything. And he continued to worsen, and then here we are, we end up in the emergency room, and he's having tumors, and he's having seizures, and he's just, he's very, very sick. So,
Dinah, let's hold the thought right there.
Okay.
There's the break. Let's hold the thought. We're going to have a break on the other side. We'll continue with Dinah and Doug Rocky. Very important story, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who may have similar situations, please pay attention. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Attorney General Janet Napolitano Obama, she said that in the terrorist threat that the returning vets were, if not number one, one of the biggest terror threats to America. She said that. She's Attorney General. And since then, all we've seen is, like Dinah was describing, we've seen cancer after cancer, after hemorrhage, after back problems, after this, after chronic fatigue, after PTSD, after overprescription, after mistreatment, misdiagnosis, non-treatment, a discarding of the people that have risked all for their country discards them like yesterday's garbage. It is disgusting. And two people, Doug Rocky and Dinah, have stood up and made a difference here. And Dinah's telling her story about her nephew, and we're to the point where he was seeking some medical help, basically got none, and we'll pick it up right from there. Dinah.
Thank you. Once he was admitted to the civilian hospital, the civilian doctor looked at the brain scans, and then, of course, they did the stomach, the abdominal CAT scans, and then they did lung scans, and there were just tumors everywhere. And he came and he asked James and the family, he said, we need to know what his rank was, we need to know where he's been deployed to, and we need to know what he's been exposed to. We need to get those records. So once the records were acquired and all of these things were brought to light, they recognize that, yes, you do have the cancer, and we're going to say it's service-connected. James got in touch with the Wounded Warriors, and I don't know how many of you out there are familiar with that organization, that department, actually. But they were, I think, set up, and Doug, you can help me with this. I think they were set up to help take the load off of the VA. Is that correct? They were trying
Yes and no. I mean, it's the Wounded Warrior thing has got kind of weird because they ended up sucking money for extremely high salaries without doing anything really to help anybody, kind of smoke and mirrors.
Well, when they came to see James, they actually sent the president of that local organization. They sent them to James, and she's still active duty in the military. And once they talked with James, and there were a lot of things that James needed taken care of, some legal issues as well as his medical care and so forth. And, of course, he'd already been they had actually already processed him out of the military, but with the diagnosis of PTSD and TBI, and it was only a partial disability. And so once the diagnosis of metastatic carcinoma came up, then the group out of the Wounded Warriors that talked with him said they were going to recognize, because of his deployments and what they knew he had been exposed to, first of all, they recognized that the cancer was service-connected. Then they increased the percentage of disability to full disability, and then they increased his pay to combat pay. Now, I know that this story is phenomenal, and it's so contrary to what so many stories are that you're getting, but what I want to emphasize is that if you are adamant about getting your care, you cannot be complacent or you will get no care. You have to be persistent in it. You have to go after. You have to look at them and let them know, I fought for my country. Now I am very sick. And I know I deserve to be taken care of. I was promised that I'd be taken care of. And pretty much that's what he did, and the family has supported him in this. We have backed him up. We have advocated for him. And there are times, many of you out there, I'm talking to all of you that are experiencing any kind of illness, and you know that service connected, and you're not being recognized, and it's not being acknowledged. There are times you're going to feel like you just can't fight anymore. There are times you're going to feel like you're just so wounded now yourself that you want to give up, but you can't do that because then you lose the fight for everybody. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your families, you owe it to your children, and you owe it to your comrades, you owe it to the other military servicemen and women that you work with, because every time you get acknowledged and recognized, then it just kind of makes it easier for people that follow behind you. So,
Dinah, let me ask you.
Yes.
Let me interject. What was the key point? What was the key? Was it the information that Doug gave you? Was it hooking up with this doctor, or what was it?
Well, I think what happened was because Dr. Rocky gave us all this information, and we knew, and this is really what I believe, because we knew we were right when we approached them and said, we know that this was service-connected. We know that he deserves the care, and we're going to fight until we get it. They knew that we were right, and we had all this documentation that Dr. Rocky had given us, so that kind of bolstered us. You know, we were bold enough to say, we've got the goods, we've got the smoking guns here, because until we got that information, and this really is it in a nutshell. Until we had that information in our hands, we were just so unsure. We were uncertain. We didn't know what we were dealing with. We didn't know the list, this long list of toxins they were being exposed to. We didn't really know how carefully they had tried to hide that from everybody. We didn't know
when you read that, Dinah,
all of that.
Dinah, when you read that, when you actually saw the extent of what you were dealing with, I mean, what did that feel like?
It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking because we knew already from talking to people that we, family members, other relatives and neighbors and just people that we meet everywhere in work, we knew that there were other people who had had problems, and everybody had PTSD. Everybody had TBI. And I'm thinking now, all of these people are so sick. No wonder they end up under the bridge. No wonder they commit suicide, because they're being, this is something James told me, and it really broke my heart. When the first week he was in the hospital, and he was so heavily sedated and on drugs, and he was so scared, and he's in another state, he would call me because we were so close, and he cried, and he told me, he said, Dinah, I have tumors in my brain. I have tumors in my brain, and they told me I was losing my mind. That I wasn't handling the stress of my job, that I wasn't able to do my job. And he said, it was so scary. I'm hallucinating. I'm hearing voices, and I'm not supposed to. I know that. And they're telling me it's all because I've seen what I've seen, and I've done what I've done, and I know what I know, and now I can't handle any of it. And that wasn't it at all. It wasn't it at all.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just,
we're coming
it was
to a break.
Horrible. Okay.
I don't know what to say, Dinah. I am very proud of you for what you've done. I don't mean that demeaningly. I hope you take that with the biggest heart I can give you. On the other side, just stay a little bit more, if you would. I want Doug to kind of comment on this scenario and your experiences. And, you know, one thing that struck me, and what we talk about a lot on this broadcast, your conviction, look, it moved all the obstacles. When you were convicted, they all melted away.
Right.
Very important, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.